Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. How are you doing this morning? How is your week going? Are you getting into the groove, making this a habit, making it a part of your day to connect with yourself, connect with me? Let's go through this journey called life together, taking a good hard look at what you really want, what you're doing, how you're thinking about things, how you're taking action to eventually get to that place that you really took the time to think about where you want to go. And you're taking the time to do that every single day. This is just our little opportunity to invest in ourselves to make sure that happens. I'm creating a little bit of structure, a little bit of friendship, you and I making this connection every single morning to make that happen. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this podcast, not only for you. I appreciate it so much. There's so many people out there who you could be listening to, and this internet filled with experts, people telling you the right way to live and what you should and shouldn't do. You're taking the time to listen to me. I really appreciate that. I'm going to be here for you every single morning doing my thing to help you. I will not let you down. Thank you so much. Hey, also, thank you so much for spreading the word. I appreciate your emails already about this Morning Connection podcast. Appreciating the effort that I'm putting through. Trust me that this, going over this every single day, no matter how repetitive it may seem, or it may seem like I'm talking about the same things, you know, your life, your emotions, I mean, making things happen, using your time wisely, it's so important. I can't talk about it enough. So, you know, investing this half an hour in myself while I'm doing this with you, it's a great investment for both of us. But I do appreciate those comments. Thank you for sharing this podcast when it's posted on Facebook, or if you're listening to it iTunes. If you're iTunes and you're making comments on the Blog Talk Radio Network, skiplacour.com, really appreciate you liking and sharing it, letting the word get out. So as we do this every single morning, you know, we get our family, our brothers, to grow, more people listening to this and going on this journey along with us. And, you know, as we develop this show, as we develop this discipline, this daily ritual, you know, I'm going to have you start calling in to this Blog Talk Radio Network, sharing your thoughts, your opinions, asking me questions, taking advantage of my years of experience, helping people just like you start identifying what they want and taking steps to get there. I'll even help you check in every single morning to make sure you're actually following through with the things that you say you want to do, that you've decided are going to put you in that positive direction. I mean, all this thought, all this motivation, all these good feelings are great, but at the end of the day, it comes down to taking consistent action, taking those risks, getting aggressive, thinking differently if what you're doing isn't working for you. Got to take that action. And that's something that, as you listen to this, and it is making you feel good, and you're liking getting this habit, investing this time in yourself, always become sensory acute to asking yourself and observing if all of this is really getting you where you want to go, or is it just making you feel good? Got to be focused on those results and not developing all these daily disciplines and tasks that you check off every single day, these to-do lists. They just make you feel good because you're active, right? You don't want to confuse that activity for productivity, certainly not with efficiency. So that's one thing that I always need to remind myself, is be focused on the results. Actually, as I do my one-on-one coaching with people just like you from all over the world, you know, it's just so interesting, because it seems like if you just put out who you are, what you're all about, and you can be transparent about it, like one thing that you'll notice in this podcast as you get to know me more and more, is that I probably talk more about my setbacks and my failures a lot more than my success. And it isn't really me acting humble or that I am not appreciative of all the things that I have been able to accomplish. It's just that, you know, that's great for me, but it's like it doesn't matter what you've accomplished in the past. You can't hang out in that place too long because you have to always grow and take things up to the next level to be happy. It's like I can give you $1 million right now. I could put that in your bank account right now, and whatever that $1 million may mean to you, because it would all have different meanings to everybody, right? For some people, that would be, oh, right, you know, I can buy certain things that make me feel good, make me feel accomplished, make me belong to a certain group. For some people, it might be comfort or security. They don't have to worry quite as much. Whatever, if that is a lot of money to you, it would signify all these emotions, all these feelings, right? And if I put it in your bank account today, let's just say on a scale from 1 to 10, that made you feel an 11. Whatever reasons that would be important to you, scale from 1 to 10, it would be 11 right now. Well, if we went 3 years into the future and nothing changed, and, you know, that exciting part, all those emotions, you've been feeling it, the same emotions for a while, they tend to wear off, even though they're great feelings, even though you appreciate them, right? You intellectually appreciate them. If nothing would change 5 years from now, it would definitely drop down from an 11. You know, maybe it still might be high. It might be an 8.5, all right, out of 10. How much you appreciate everything that $1 million that you were given 5 years ago has brought into your life. And but it's just that's just human nature. We have to find ways to take that money, so to speak, and find ways for it to compound and grow and create more opportunities or share it with other people. We have to do something with all this. It has to build. We have to build upon it, all those emotions that it gave us 5 years ago. And so, you know, I realize that, you know, whatever I've done in the past, it's I got to keep on moving forward. So it's not that I'm, you know, humble. It's not that I don't appreciate all of my accomplishments. I realize that, you know, I got to keep on pushing. And so, so that's one thing. You know, I'm not too impressed sometimes about things that I accomplished a long time in the past. You know, sometimes, you know, you might mention it in my byline, or I talk about I'm a 6-time national champion, or the people who I've had the privilege to coach are selling my products and services in over 63 countries, and I own and operate Mass Machine Nutrition, which is totally dovetails what I've been doing for 25 years in health and fitness, the bodybuilding world, and working really closely with people like you who are into fitness. You know, I might mention that there's a part of it, well, why would I listen to this guy? So I know you want to go to somebody, you want to listen to somebody who has actually accomplished things, right? I understand that part of it, but what I realize is that people really connect more to your pain and your struggles. To give them hope and strategies on, no matter what they're going through, that, hey, wow, I can really relate to this guy. Man, he just kept on keeping on, or man, he went through this type of pain that I've gone through or I'm going through right now, and he made it to the other side, and it's encouraging. It's inspirational to you to keep on keeping on so that happens to you. And I realize that's the role that I'd like to take on more than, you know, how great I am. I don't know about you. I don't consider myself a hater, so to speak, someone who's jealous of other people's success. And so, you know, now with this social media and everybody's life is right in your face, you know, I'll follow some guys and I'm happy for them, their success. And it's inspiring to me. Like, wow, you know, that guy or that woman achieved all this. They seem so happy. You know, I take that as a source of inspiration. And sometimes it opens my eyes to what's available in this world for me too. But at the same time, if I'm they're showing up in my newsfeed, and it's just the same, how great it is, their life is, and how wonderful everything is. It's not that I'm a hater, but my mind seems to turn off. It's kind of like, I don't know, watching a movie, right? If you went to the watch a movie and it was all great, you know, everything about it was just wonderful and just this great experience, happy, happy, happy from the minute you sat down at the movie theater to the minute you left. I mean, that would be a certain level of entertainment or engagement, right? But, you know, every movie, it takes you through this roller coaster ride of emotions, right? You know, you have your good times, your sad times, your surprising times, things that are out of your control, and, you know, how they piece it all together. And that's engaging. That's interesting. And isn't that how life is for you? It's not just all steady. And when you the minute you think it's going to be all steady, something happens and challenges you. And even if something doesn't happen, it's like I was talking about before, things could be going just as the same as they've always been. And you used to be satisfied with that. But you have to stir it up. You want more. Right? So, and especially for the younger guys out there, I'll tell you is that, you know, I look back on my early 20s and, you know, the decisions that I was making, and man, it just was not going to lead me to where I wanted to go. And I was a good guy. I didn't make any horrible decisions, just average decisions that an average guy would make who is going to have an average life at best. And it just, it didn't feel right. But, you know, you are the sum of your actions, not how much potential you have. It's not how great of a person you are. It's the decisions you make and the actions you take. And I tell you, looking back at that time, they just weren't going to lead me to where I am now and where I ultimately want to be. And look back, man, it was a really painful time, even though I can connect with it's the pain that I went through a lot more now that I have things a lot more on track. And sometimes I think back, how did I deal with that pain in my early 20s, that disappointment, where I was going? You know, if there's anything that I may look back on and that I'm proud of, is that how I was able to not only have the mental and emotional flexibility to bounce back, to find a way, to find the right mentors and the right sources of inspiration to get things changed around and not accept that lifestyle, where it was going, but how I was able to really just manage that, not to get depressed or down or whatever. Like I said, I think back now and some of the things, I don't know how I withstood some of the challenges. I'm glad I did. And so, you know, part of, you know, my role, and I really felt back then that a lot of this I was doing all alone. Now, I'm going to influence these people in my life, important people. I'm not necessarily sure if I had to do it all alone. And, you know, you're going to know more as you listen to this Morning Connection podcast, or if you've listened to my podcast, you already know a lot of my stories, that I'm not sure if I had to do it alone, but at that time, it felt like those were the best options or the only options that I had, and I kind of took that path. And going through alone, I had to find mentors outside of my circles to kind of help me through it. That's when I started reading all the motivational material, all the mental toughness strategies, and applying it to my life. And really, it was people who stepped into my life in a very similar manner that maybe I'm stepping into your life right now. Someone who is experienced, someone who has this, for whatever reasons, this tremendous passion to share his life experiences, to help other people and really break it all down for me. And so it was these random people through seminars, through books, through at that time, you know, audio tape type programs, CD programs, MP3 programs, these random people that I would come across that really helped me out. And so I think back to those times and how those teachers, those mentors, those influences, how they came into my life, or I sought them out aggressively, how they helped me through those periods of time, and you know, helped me go through all this game, this challenge, this puzzle, as I call it, called life. And so if there's one person in this world who I can touch in that manner and help them, you know, get through the tough periods of life and, you know, be that role model, whether they have them or they don't know that they have people in their life that can help them. And sometimes it has to come through an outside source, like it was for me. And if I can be that person for you, I mean, that's such a great feeling. And that's why I'm doing this podcast. That's why if you were to do a Google search and you see all the information and the inspiration I provide, I'm stepping back to when I was in my early 20s. And man, if I can be that same type of influence. You know, one thing that has made probably the biggest impact of all the work that I've done, and that's a 25-year career in the bodybuilding and fitness world, and then what I've done as a motivational speaker and to help you become better outside of the gym, all the work that I've done over these last 25 years, probably what I'm most proud of is my Manformation program. You might think, Manformation, transformation, what exactly is that? Well, let me take just a couple minutes to explain what that is. You can go to skiplacour.com, SKIPLACOUR, skiplacour.com, and click over to the link and kind of share with you what the Manformation program is all about in greater detail. But really, the Manformation, it's, you think Manformation, transformation, does that have something to do with bodybuilding and fitness? No, it could, I guess, if that's what you wanted, if that was most important to you in your life and you went through the entire program. And it's like, it takes you through this 11-hour program, right? Where it really makes you think about, you know, first of all, it just breaks down like the way you see the world, your values, your beliefs about how the world works. And it makes you really see if they're really working for you. And that's where, you know, right at the beginning, I challenge your way of thinking. Because if things aren't working out for you, if you're not getting those results, it's most definitely in the way you're thinking, because the way you're thinking, the beliefs that you've adopted, they're serving you in the short term. They're making you feel certain, or they're making you have a certain level of predictability in your life, and maybe that's important to you and you feel good. And at the same time, those same beliefs, those values, what you've deemed to be true about life and people, they could be compromising your long-term happiness, your long-term goals, preventing them from ever happening. If you don't take the time, if you don't go through some type of system or some type of someone from the outside giving you a different look at things, or you know, doing it in a skilled manner, that they don't tell you how to look at the world, but they have you and specific areas and examples of life, how do you look at the world? I mean, what's your values? How do you believe this should work? How do you have an opinion, and how strong is that opinion? You know, these are all your beliefs and values and how rules, and you know, and then you put those expectations on other people, and do they follow through? And when they don't follow through with this system of how life works that you've created in your head and that you may not realize, and they're not following through, you know, how does that affect your relationship with other people? So that first thing I do, I just kind of shake you all up and make you think about, are these things really working for you? Are your expectations of other people, because people are so important to the process, are you being fair, you know, to them? And the bottom line is, if you think your life is going great, or you're not in enough, I guess, pain that you got to do something about it, you'll never challenge. There's nothing that I could do until you're ready to make you look at those beliefs and the way you look at the world, and if they're really working for you. You got to be in some point in your life where you got to do something, you got to take action. And what, and you really, at some level, you must realize that you got to do something else, right? So that's how the program starts. And after breaking that down, it has a lot of specific strategies on how to get yourself to take action, to get other people enthusiastic about helping you, how to create win-win situations, then becoming more influential, how you carry yourself, how you use your voice, how you use your body, how you present yourself to the world in a physical manner. But again, that all starts with all the thoughts that are going through your mind. If you, you know, aren't confident, if you aren't certain or determined to get to a certain place in your life, again, and have that confidence that you eventually get there, that you have this value to offer the world, you know, there's faking it. It can only go so far, and you're not going to be congruent with your voice, with your body language, that level of enthusiasm. It's not going to be there, not going to be convincing. So it does start in those thoughts that are going through your mind that I cover at the beginning of this program. But there are things that you can do for your body by just being aware of them. And then there's things that you can do in social situations that if you were just to do these things, and a lot of them, they're just easy to do. You just have to pay attention to these areas of life, of everyday life. And I throw out a lot of specific examples that if you were just to do these things, you'll all of a sudden become more influential and more of a leader in the presence of other people. And that feels great. You know, just these simple things, me bringing them to your attention, and then you practicing and exercising, which, you know, I really talk about throughout the program. You practice and exercise this skill set. Well, then you start getting addicted to that feeling and you see its power. But even with all those specific examples, those are really just to get you started. When you start realizing the importance of all of this, then you'll find ways and you'll grow and grow and grow. But what I was talking about, the Manformation program, that's about, you know, my life. That's about what I had to do. That is what I had to pull myself out of to change my way of thinking and doing to get to where I am right now and where I'm going to be going into the future. And the interesting thing about it was my extreme focus and dedication to become that six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder who spent all that time, energy, and passionate focus to learn what it took, all the skill set, training, eating, the mindset, the lifestyle, goal setting that it took to become a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder. That really took over my life for 15 years to become that master who can share all this information with the world. And I'll tell you, I respect and I appreciate everything that I did to develop that level of mastery. But what it did for my personal life, right? I wasn't good at interacting with other people. I was good at the few things in life that I really focused on. And to be perfectly honest, I didn't really care much about those other things. And a lot of things I could admit to myself, this isn't important to me right now in my life. And some things, maybe I always had it on my goal list or, you know, my dream list of how I wanted my life, but I really wasn't taking any action at all, certainly not on a daily basis. I mean, I wasn't even thinking about those things that I said that I wanted in my life, let alone taking action on any type of consistent basis, right? So I wasn't putting any focus and attention to a lot of things that are just normal life, right, interaction with other people, because the system that I set up to be quote-unquote successful in that area of life or that I chose to go, it didn't require any of that. But inside I had this pain, and whether I had pain like, wow, this isn't a very well-rounded life. Number one, I didn't put myself in situations around other people very often where I could even really feel that pain, because I just went into the world that people knew me, respected me, that I provided value. So I wasn't even exposed to my shortcomings or the shortcomings that I was developing. That's the first thing. So if you never feel the pain, why should you change? You know, every once in a while in a dark day or even when things are going well, and this happened a lot of times after winning, you know, the big contest, I used to have this black couch. And I used to call it black couch time. And, you know, I just remember sitting on that black couch alone, just really contemplating where I was going in life, if I was getting there. There's a lot of down times on that black couch because I couldn't figure out why a guy who's so hard working, so many options, so many people who really loves what he was doing, why he couldn't put it together to have these feelings and these emotions that I really wanted, that, you know, winning these contests weren't doing for me, right? And I did that for 15 straight years, that extreme focus. And so I like to say that, make the analogy that it really retarded my personal growth. I mean, look, if you don't interact with a lot of people on a regular basis, right, how can you be really good at it? If you just, if business, for example, is something that is, that you're the product and, you know, you do it a certain way, but the fine points of business, you don't work on that every single day. How can you be great at that? Relationships, the same thing. I mean, a lot of people hope that relationships come around the ideal relationship. But the fact of the matter is it's a skill set just like something else. You have to put some effort, some thought into it every single day if you want to have that great relationship. Now, I know there's a lot of people out there with great relationships who don't feel that they put a lot of effort in it. That's because it's so important to them. They just do the things every single day at one time, or it's in their mind that they are important, and they do things every day. It would be like going to the gym. You know, you can't just know how to go to the gym. You can't just go every once in a while and expect to have a great body. Right? You got to practice. You got to focus on it. It's got to be something you make a part of your day at least a few times a week, right? And so all these other things, these things that the man who I needed to become to actually earn the things in life that I really wanted, I didn't practice those things. It wasn't that I wasn't good at them. I didn't try to execute them. And so, you know, basically what happened was I came out of that and just felt like so awkward, so clueless, right? I was really great at doing the things that I was doing, and then I went out to the real world. And part of that challenge was I went on the road with a motivational speaker, went all over the country, and then, you know, he would introduce all my credentials to a group of 1,000 people, regular people that really, you know, they didn't know much about the whole bodybuilding world, what I spent so much time becoming an expert at. They didn't know anything about that. So they would be so impressed by this, and I just never felt that how I was presenting myself or being comfortable in my own skin, how it would match all their expectations, right? And so Manformation was just this, it was my journey, my life. And the part that I guess makes me so proud is that it's that pain that I went through caused me to take all this action and, you know, document it, turning it into a step-by-step program has helped so many men all over the world. So, you know, I spent all that time becoming the bodybuilder and producing all those DVDs, all that information, all that ebooks, winning all those trophies. But what has made the most impact with men just like you is this Manformation. And it's all about life. That's a big reason why I'm helping you and I'm stepping up and doing this podcast is because I know the impact of all of this. If I can come into your life and help you, like I found mentors help me, you know, that's what I'm after. Another great thing is that how so many people went through that Manformation program and then they came on to do one-on-one coaching with me. So got a lot of time. We'll stick together. So that's going to do it for this Morning Connection podcast. Have a great day and we'll connect again tomorrow.